And not only do you have this one-man show, but you also have a book out recently.
Can you
tell us a little bit about that?
I have a book called Cue the Writer, Cheers to the Notion of Love, Hate, God, and Revolution. I love them long titles.
I can tell you're a poet.
Yeah, you know. Like 90% of the poetry that is in the show is in this book. So when I put this book together, it was basically gathering napkins that I had scribbled on, gathering just papers that were loose leaf papers. I mean, we spent some time in India, and I wrote a poem about my mom told me you're going to meet God a few times in your life. That's straight up. And I'm like, okay, Mom. And she goes, and either you choose to ignore him or you're gonna interact with him. When we were in India, we would all go out together, or sometimes we'd just go our own way. I went to this cafe, and I saw this little girl who was by herself, and she must have been like 6 years old. And it blew my mind that she was just by herself, panhandling for money. And you know, I'm trying to stare at her, and I'm trying to like have this conversation with this little girl who has no idea what I'm doing. I'm just like, go home. Like, what are you doing here? You know? And I'm looking at this little girl, and I'm like, this is God. Like, this is God. And the closer I got to this little girl, like, I realized that she was humming. She was humming like a lullaby. You know, all these questions of, you know, maybe it was her mother trying to teach her how to hum when she felt unsafe, or all these things are going through my head. And I'm just like, I can't keep my mom's words out of my head, where it's like, this is God. I was like, yo, this is God. Like, I know this is God. And I go up to her, and I give her, you know, rupees, and I'm like, that's it, right? Like, I'm good. Like, we're good. Like, I'm looking at her, like, with my cigarette. I mean, she doesn't know what's going on, you know? And I'm looking at her. Poverty in India is not my fault. Like, I got to go. We're good. Like, I kept looking back, and she's just, you know, humming. And so this book came together like that. Like, it's just stories and poetry of situations that are that powerful in my life, that were, like that strong. You know, and I really believe in, like, just being inspired and living in that moment and documenting it, because you never know. Like, you never know when that can happen again. And I came home and I told my mom, like, I met God. And she's like, did you talk to her? I was like, no, she ignored me the whole time. She's like, oh, what did you do to something last month? Like, I gave her money. She's like, geez, you don't pay attention. So the book is about those experiences. It's about growing up. A lot of it, I try to tell my mother's story. I think she has a great story. I think she has a very romantic story. She has a very romantic perspective on life. But it's like a hopeless romantic, right, who lost, like, their love and then just never fell in love again. To me, like, since I started reading those poems so early, that's the kind of book that I want to write. And even though, like, I'm a hip-hop artist, I'm just like, I still want to write those timeless poems, right? Like, I still want to compare you to the universe and the ocean and things. So it's trying to find that middle ground that really allows me to do that. And
Do you really need a middle ground? I mean, it seems like you're doing pretty good, hip-hop artist.
Yeah, no. And it wasn't only until I really started being a non-apologetic artist about my work. I'm just like, why do I got to... I'm tired of trying to make my work fit in a box. I'm just like, I'm just going to do what I do. A lot of artists have really been inspiring me to follow that. I mean, from like Saul Williams to like Nas to just these people that just do art for art's sake. And I love that line. It's just like, I'm just going to do art, man. Like, I just want to be an artist, so.